Hey, Hound Dogs, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a weekly look behind the scenes what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. You might notice something a little different behind us. We actually have a green screen.
That's right.
For the first time. It's an Elgato, and it's pretty big, but there's two of us, so you can kind of see the edges. But it's pretty cool. It's our first time to actually have one.
Yes.
Made me cry. So we thought this week we would, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year.
We thought we would look back at 2020, a year nobody really wants to remember, and look ahead to 2021 that hopefully will eventually be sort of back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, which may be summer or fall, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
So congratulations again, as they say, for surviving. And
Bound to Power Squared Rewind.
That's right. I guess we want to talk about the first thing we did last year was we put out issue number 8. Ooh, that's going to disappear. Isn't it? Issue number 8, which was the beginning of the Mathmagical story arc, Mathmagical yes. Part 1. We introduced Professor Theorem. And so if you're listening to this, we're holding up a copy of the issue.
And trying not to make the blue disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. Green screens are fun, as we're finding out.
We'll figure this thing out.
Right. Give us a little time. So that was the kind of the first thing we did last year.
Yes.
Then in February, we brought on Julia Cannon as our new colorist.
Yes.
So we're all happy to have her. With us, and she's been doing some really great work, and I like the fact that she streams about while she's coloring on Twitch.
Yes.
So we encourage everybody to watch her.
Yes.
She colors, and she also plays games on there. So something we had talked about, unless you want to say anything else about that, and just I'll catch off.
Nope. Okay. Let's move on.
All right. Something we've been thinking about is Power Squared as a animated series.
Yeah.
And so we took a couple of classes at UCLA. One class was two sessions.
Yes.
It was a pitch class at UCLA. And I think we learned a lot. It's just and we've worked on it throughout the year. We just haven't put it together.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in 2021.
COVID kind of didn't help with that.
No. Let's blame everything on COVID, which we can. The next thing we were going to do was one of the things we wanted to do for 2020 was do more signings.
Yes.
And we had worked since the end of 2019 on organizing a signing at Golden Apple Comics in Hollywood.
Yeah, which is a pretty major comic book store.
And then they were very accommodating and were willing to help us out. And that was scheduled for March 14th.
Yeah. It also happened the day before.
Yeah. So March 13th is LA shut down.
Yeah.
So there went our first signing of the year, and consequently, we didn't really try to do any signings anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been safe.
No. We're not crazy. We want you to buy the comic book, but we don't want to die doing it. In May... I'm reaching over here. We came out with issue number 9. Is that going to do? Holding up the... Oh, it does kind of disappear.
Dang it.
I'll find out the chroma key's got some issues.
I guess it also hits blue.
Yeah. They used to call them blue screens at one time. Yeah. So it looks like it goes right through you. We put out issue number 9, which was Mathmagical Part 2.
Yes.
And we're holding up a copy of that if you're listening. These are, of course, available at our website. We'll get to that later.
Yes.
Because we're going to push them all on you. I really liked Mathmagical.
Yeah.
I think that was sort of, we kind of added a new character and she's a little more complex and she didn't just disappear after her story arc.
Yeah.
Which I like. So she's sort of a continuing character, Professor Theorem. And we also started last year doing character profiles.
Yeah.
On our website. which you can look at. It's powersquaredcomicbook.com. And we have a for characters, and you started doing some videos.
Yeah.
That you used to the first one for Marty.
Yeah.
And we had one for Eli. And then we had one for Uncle Brian that I did, even though Uncle Brian's not based on me. And then we had Sue Price do Professor Theorem.
Yeah.
When this issue came out.
I kind of feel like I feel like I could have done the earlier ones better because of how the later ones turned out.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to move forward.
Oh, and I don't want to not say that for Dr. Atlas, we managed to get
Dino Andrade.
Yeah, who did the voice for it. That's pretty cool.
You may know him as a Scarecrow in Batman Arkham Asylum.
And you might know him as Dr. Atlas on our website. I'm sure that's not on his IMDb list. But anyway, so that was really cool to get him to do that. That was really nice of him. We very much appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I don't be like zipping through this stuff, but we celebrate the first anniversary of this show in August.
Yes.
So that was kind of a monumental thing. So we're still doing it.
Yeah.
We do it every Friday at 6:00. And we put it up as it's live on Twitch, and we put it up as a podcast on several different sites.
Yeah.
And which you can find if you go to the website under OAPS, that page will show you where they are.
Yeah.
And with a link. And then we put up the video on Wednesdays on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is something we used to put up on Sunday. We used to do a show on Sundays. Week in Power Squared.
Yeah.
And there wasn't that much difference between doing this show and that show. So we decided to just use the video, and then we moved it from Sunday to Wednesday because
we saw a video Critical about YouTube. Because he actually was able to talk with people behind the scenes of the site. And he confirmed that Wednesday afternoon is when videos get the highest traffic on new uploads.
Right. Something we started this year as well was interviewing other people besides our creative team and ourselves.
Yeah.
Well,
it helps to branch out a little.
Right. And so we wanted at least to go over a few of them. One of them was a person you knew.
Yeah. Rory Still.
Mm-hmm.
I met her in a writing animation class.
Right.
She has been doing a lot of creative work for many years. And she is currently trying to make one of her projects, Teddy Ninja, more of a thing.
And she also has a show on Instagram.
Yes.
That you appeared on.
That's right.
Right after that, same week.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. So we decided we wanted to try to bring in other people, especially other creatives.
Yes.
We brought in October, Lucas Scheffel.
Yeah.
From Angry Fred Comics. He was a... live from Australia. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was probably Saturday afternoon where he was, but he was on the show and talked about Angry Fred, and that was pretty cool.
Yes.
And he had a Kickstarter last year. He's going to have another one coming up this year. I'm sure we'll probably interview him again when that starts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to, if he's available. And then in November, we interviewed, we had on our show as a guest, Catherine Calamia.
Yes.
Who had a Kickstarter going for Like Father, Like Daughter. And we had, like Lucas had actually never met her until then. But she had put out on Facebook, looking for comic books to use as part of her Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And so what she was doing is if she hit a certain level of, you know...
Which has her own stretch goal.
Right. Thanks. she was giving away digital versions of people's comics, and so we gave her issue number one of Power Squared.
Yeah.
And that went, I think it was the second tier of her stretch goals.
Yeah.
Included Power Squared. And we had her on the show to talk about her Kickstarter. She also works for DC and has her own YouTube show, and she's, you know, very involved, more involved in comics than we are, I guess.
Yeah.
So we had her on the show to talk, and I still want to get her opinion of Power Squared at some point. She does review comic books as well. And then in November, we also released, wait for it, issue number 10. Let's see what that does.
Please work. Okay, not as bad.
Not as bad.
If I hold it at the right light.
And then we also did a COVID cover, which we called it.
Yeah.
An alternative cover where the boys are wearing masks because everybody should be wearing a mask when you're out in public. So that was something we released in, it was right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or right after Thanksgiving. Right before, the day before Thanksgiving.
Day before.
Because we wanted to be part of a Black Friday sale that was going on at artithmeric.com.
Yeah.
And I have no idea if we, what happened with that, if we sold anything or not. Find out, I guess, soon. But that was a 2-week sale they had going, or at least it was like 2-week sale, 10-day sale.
Yeah.
And
about 2 weeks.
Yeah. And things were 25% off everything. So you could have bought t-shirts or comic books or whatever. So we wanted to be a part of that and have that issue be part of it. So that's why we put it out. Not necessarily the best time of the year.
But we wanted to still get out of.
And we also figured nobody's traveling.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you're going to be in the car or in the plane. Or you shouldn't have been if you were.
Yeah. You really shouldn't have been.
And then we had, in December, we had Josue Cure.
Yes.
Who is, again, somebody we met, I met him through Facebook. He and I worked on sort of a list launch project kind of together. We were not necessarily working together, but we were sort of teamed together.
Yeah.
And he had done Reaper Rules. And so we wanted to have him on to talk about it. And he was, I found it to be very interesting.
Yes.
You know, he was sort of, he's doing a lot of stuff. He's an engineer and inventor and has a comic book and he designs jewelry. And he, so it makes me feel like I wasn't doing anything all day long. But anyway, he was on the show. That was good.
Yes.
Probably have him back when he does Reaper Rules 2. And then we celebrated in December the 10th anniversary of Trophy Unlocked.
Yes.
Which, if you were listening, is a sort of a sister project to this, which has been going on for 10 years.
Yes.
So I guess this is a sister project to that. You want to talk a little bit about Trophy Unlocked?
Yeah, sure. It's a blog where the main Parker creative team, as in two of us and Trevor, review video games and movies, and it doesn't matter when it came out or what genre it is or its origin.
Right. And we've got over 1,100 reviews.
Yes.
And it's been hit over 600,000 times in 10 years. It's not bad.
Yeah.
And so we had a little show celebrating that, and yes, we talked about
The Last of Us Part 2, which also happened to be review 1125. So and, double milestone.
And that video is up on YouTube if you care to watch. We encourage you to do that on our YouTube channel.
Power Squared Comic.
Right. And where you'll find not only the videos that we've done, but also the audios. A lot of the audios from these shows also pop up there as well.
Yeah.
So we encourage you, I guess. There are all these different places. And one of the things we wanted to have, a goal we had, was 25 subscribers. It was a minimal goal. We had 24.
Yeah. Which is still up from what it was before.
Yeah. And we encourage you to, of course, subscribe to everything Power Squared out there. and then on Christmas Day, which seems so long ago now, only a week away, a week ago, we had a pre-recorded interview with Sue Price.
Yeah.
An actress and former bodybuilder who actually did the voice for Professor Theorem.
Yes.
On the show, on the website. And we encourage you, of course, to go look at that under characters on the website.
Yeah.
So that's kind of 2020. It's not like we, it's, it doesn't feel like we did a lot, but we actually, I think, kind of did a few things.
Yeah.
So just want to go through that. And so now 2020 is behind us. We're into 2021.
Yeah.
And what do we want to do?
Well, I think we need to think about it in terms of while we're still in lockdown and hopefully when lockdown is lifted.
Right. We don't really know when things will, quote unquote, get back to normal.
No. And even when the vaccine finally starts rolling out to people like us, regular people, yeah. General public, don't know how long that'll, we don't know when that'll be or how long it will take before it's deemed safe to actually do stuff again.
Right. One of the things that we have tried to line up.
Yes.
And I have no idea if any of us are going to get it, but we all signed up for artist tables at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Artist Alley tables. Because writers are artists and are accepted as that, as are letterers. So Trevor, so all three of us put in to see if one of us could get a table.
Yeah.
But I have really no idea, one, if we got a table, or two, if they're actually going to have Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be in July, or would be scheduled for July. And really don't know what the rollout of the vaccine is going to be like.
Yeah.
So everything is really dependent on that happening. But we are planning on attending LA Comic Con.
Yes.
In September. And I think we're just planning on attending.
Yeah.
We've never actually been. So it'll be kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah. I think we might eventually want to have a presence there, mm-hmm. but for now it's good, at least the first time, to scope it out and see what it's actually like.
Yeah. And one of the things we were wanting to do last year was be at more conventions, and so we're hoping to at least attend this one. but hopefully, if Comic-Con happens, we'll be there, hopefully. Well, we'll be there anyway, but yeah. We'd like to have a table, and so we'll see what happens. We would like to start doing post-COVID signings again.
Yes.
We've done two. So we're hoping,
depending on when quarantine lifts, our goal would be to do at least one.
Yeah. And hopefully.
Maybe two. Two.
Yeah. So we'll be hopefully hitting Golden Apple up again. See if they'll have us back for the first time. And we'll kind of go from there. We're also planning on putting out at least three more issues.
Yes.
We're at least trying to get three or four a year. We've been hitting three, as we just discussed, this year. And so we'll probably have the rest of the What's in a Name, which is what issue number 10 was, What's in a Name Part 1, 2, and 3. So 2 and 3 would be coming out, and then we'd be getting into whatever's after that.
Yeah.
Which is actually the imposter.
Right.
So we'll probably get into that. So that's the goal for that for next year. We're also wanting to finish the pitch packet.
Yes.
And we're actually working with Rachel on doing some character designs for that.
Yeah.
She came on after issue number 5. So she actually never did a character design for Marty or Eli. So we want to use those, get a full figure of those, and as well as other characters that were already kind of established.
Yeah.
Like Uncle Brian and Dr. Atlas and Mocha, especially.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll be using the ones that she's done for the characters she has designed as part of it as well. And we're even thinking about maybe having an Ashcan kind of who's who.
Yeah.
Which we saw the people were doing and thought, hey, we could do that too.
Yeah, so, and it might become the thing that we
yes So yeah, one of the things that we do give away if you sign up or now enroll at CRCC.
SRCC?
SRCC, what did I say? CRCC? Yeah. SRCC, sorry. Is we give you the first issue of Power Squared. So we may change that to be this Who's Who in Power Squared.
Yeah, especially since I'm not sure anyone's claimed the free issue.
Well, we don't know if they do or not.
Yeah, we don't know for sure, but when we do replace it, whoever got the issue, you're lucky.
One of the things that we did do, which I guess we should mention in 2020, is we did do a redesign of the website and how you sign up for the mailing list.
Yeah.
Which we encourage people to do. Instead of signing up, you are enrolling at San Ramiro Community College.
That's right.
And we have a little setup there that tells you about a little bit about the school, talk about some of the classes that we offer, talk about some of the professors, campus life. And then we also set up a student store.
Yeah.
Where you can buy all the issues, whether in digital or print form, from whoever we're going through, working with.
Yeah.
And but you can buy T-shirts like the ones we're wearing and others as well. And our trade paperback,
yeah,
hardback, but that's also available through there as well. So, and future issues and future merchandise will also be available through that website, which is the student store. So if you go to powersquaredcomicbook.com, you'll find it and you can order things there.
Yeah.
Which, again, we encourage you to do. So besides the pitch packet, the thing that we really need to work on, and we realize this, is who is the ideal reader of Power Squared?
Yeah.
And we're going through a process. We're actually going to have a one-on-one with Gamble Hennessy.
Yeah.
If I'm mispronouncing his name, I apologize. He wrote a book recently about marketing your comic book and as a Kickstarter, and you can sign up for a one-on-one. So we're going to do that in February. But in the meantime, we're also going to have a On the Air with Power Squared, where we'll have a round table with all the creators involved.
Yeah.
And talk about who we think and how we can find that ideal reader.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I think that'll help kind of focus our marketing and hopefully build our base is what we need to do.
Yeah.
So if you know somebody that you think would like it, please, of course, tell them.
Yes.
Because Power Squared needs you. All right. Anything else you want to talk about for?
Yeah. Well, especially now we have this great green screen behind us.
Yes.
I think we could possibly push our content creation a little bit.
Okay.
Like, personally, I wouldn't mind if for the YouTube channel, instead of leaning entirely on the podcast, we could do more like one-off subjects. Sure. Like talk about certain things, like maybe twins in media or something like that, or superheroes.
We have done some we did some A Week in Power Squares that were like about Superman.
Yeah.
And watched the Fleischer,
yeah,
series.
We don't have to do that every week,
but it's a good idea. We did an OAPS about The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm open to that.
And this will also probably help us do more with our Twitch channel.
Hopefully.
We should maybe try streaming more. Mm-hmm. Not like all the time, but we could like stream more games, like that one time we streamed PT.
Right.
This could help with doing more things like that.
Right. Yeah, so we just got this on Christmas Day, and so we're just figuring out how to use it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would help.
Plus, if you stream a certain amount, you get the next step on the Twitch ladder.
Right, which would allow you to easily like upload stuff.
Yeah.
We had to sort of work around.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to do a show on Christmas Day.
Yeah. So fortunately, OBS lets you do certain things.
Yeah, so we're able to kind of go around the corner.
All right. But if we did a little, maybe a little more gameplay, it would help.
Sure. Well, so anything else you want to talk about for 2021?
I think that was it.
Okay. Well, so we hope everyone survives until the vaccine is available, and we hope that you'll come back next week. And we don't know what we're going to do next week.
No.
But we'll figure it out, and it'll be a really good show. So we hope you'll come back. In the meantime,
If you are watching this on YouTube later, if you leave a like if you like this, subscribe if you want to see more, and ring that notification bell if you want to see exactly when these videos go up.
Okay. So in the meantime, until next week, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.